Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I was thinking about the believing and the faith and being a child, and really only as a child. Will we ever just receive? And a child does receive, and a child does believe. And I plead Jesus' blood over this, but I have two granddaughters. One's 10, one's 9. They both still believe in Santa Claus. Now, I say that because to me it represents an innocence of just receiving and believing when all around them there's, it seems like by the time kids are not, you know, I don't know how old, but it's just that childlike faith that believes what, yes.
That you just ask and you receive.
Magic.
That's it. You ask and you receive. That's it. And if my mom or my dad says it, then it's true. And we're talking about our Ishi, the father of each of us individually, but the father of us all. And if we don't believe what he says to us, what a painful thing to do to him.
It's rejection.
It's rejection of him. Of him. Not even of what he's, of what he says, yes, but of him.
I was just thinking that the Lord really, he really seems to delight in confounding. Martha, when you were talking about the one word prayers, this huge, complicated, intricate, lots of moving parts, people involved, people. And you really have to say it that way because some of these situations, that's literally, you can't even see where to begin, let alone a way through the maze that's being presented. And you were talking about that and saying one word, just one more. We have this expectation of this, you know, and then here he comes in with this simplicity, this brilliance, this power word, that because it is his word and his answer and his solution for the situation, zoom, boom. And he only needs one word for that, you know, situation. And I think he delights not just in showing us who he is and what he can do and will do, but it occurs to me that we don't like to be confounded as humans because that means we don't know, you know? It's not a very fun place to be. And I was thinking that as you were talking, as you were saying all that, and I was thinking, oh, yeah, I really don't like being confounded. I wonder if that's a block to you, Lord, because you kind of delight in confounding, and I don't want to be confounded. So, you know, I might not delight in that part. And it was like this little, all of a sudden, this little, I don't, you know, sometimes God just answers me in my head, and I don't know how else to explain it, except to know that it's not something that I would normally, you know, go down there. And it just said, you know, well, you could be the vessel of the confounding instead of the one confounded. And it's just, and that, honestly, Martha, when you were talking about it, it just brought to life only believe. Because when I believe, I become the vessel for the confounding force that he is, this mysterious, knowable yet unknowable, unfathomable. And even the things that he gives me, I don't know how he's going to work it out. Martha, you just described, I kind of got stressed out listening to you talk about your blessings, okay, and what you've inherited. Because, you know, there's a part of me that still hears it and just says, oh my God, look at it, you know. And that's, you know, even looking at it on paper, I'd probably need to breathe into a paper bag for a little while just to see it written out, you know, and you're talking about this. And what part of that would you ever have said it's just going to be solved in the way that he solved it? That it's going to be his delight to bring people in, people, some of which you knew about and some of which you didn't. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. I guess I never really saw that his way of doing the work, I never saw it as in a way it's, you know, John, you were saying as a man, you want to produce it. You want to be involved, be a part. There's, you know.
Yeah, you should.
Well, it's how you're built. But we're made in his image. And there's a part of him that I think really enjoys showing. Here's what I will do and here's how I will do it. Look at this. Look at me. And I don't mean that in that human kind of sort of way. I mean that as in that wonder. Like you don't. I'm trying to show you a glimpse that you can take in. So that you can see. Not just the size of how much I love you, but the size of who I am.
Exactly. You have to see who he is in order to love him worthily. And the greatest thing about this is that though I have all this and I'm accountable for it and so forth, by it being done, I'm able to do the one thing he's called me to do, which is to travel and write. I'm free of the responsibility he's given me as a great blessing, but I'm also free to do the ultimate purpose that for which I'm created. Now that is beyond. That's one of these. He's able to carry out his purpose and do it super abundantly, far and above all. It doesn't make any sense that I could do that. And I keep telling John, I've got my go shoes on, and I'm really not well enough to go. But I'm all I do is get ready to travel, and and. But God has made me free to do that. And so.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.